Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The Sinclair Tribune merger is dead, by Clint Finley. A merger that would have given a conservative broadcasting company access to 73% of U.S. households is now officially dead. Today, the Tribune Media Company announced that it has terminated its $3.9 billion merger agreement with Sinclair Broadcasting Group and is now suing Sinclair for $1 billion for breach of contract. Last month, the Federal Communications Commission unanimously decided not to approve the merger, which was first announced in May 2017 after the agency loosened its media ownership rules. The FCC decided to refer the case to an administrative law judge, essentially dooming the deal. Despite the relaxed ownership rules, Sinclair, which owns 173 TV stations across the country, would still have been required to sell off a few stations to complete the merger with Tribune, which owns 42 stations. The FCC alleged in the order referring the case to a judge that Sinclair misled the agency about its efforts to sell off those companies. For example, the agency cited the proposed transfer of WGN-TV in Chicago to a man named Stephen Fader, who the FCC claims has no prior broadcasting experience and is the CEO of a company in which Sinclair's executive chairman has a controlling interest. In the merger agreement, Sinclair committed to use its reasonable best efforts to obtain regulatory approval as promptly as possible, including agreeing in advance to divest stations in certain markets as necessary or advisable for regulatory approval, the Tribune said in a statement alleging that Sinclair doomed the merger's chances of approval by engaging in lengthy, aggressive, and unnecessary negotiations with the FCC and the Department of Justice in an effort to reduce the number of stations it would be forced to divest. Sinclair's entire course of conduct has been in blatant violation of the merger agreement, and but for Sinclair's actions, the transaction could have closed long ago. We unequivocally stand by our position that we did not mislead the FCC with respect to the transaction or act in any way other than with complete candor and transparency, Sinclair President and CEO Chris Ripley said in a statement. As for Tribune's lawsuit, we fully complied with our obligations under the merger agreement and tirelessly worked to close this transaction. The lawsuit, described in Tribune's public filings today, is entirely without merit, and we intend to defend against it vigorously. The FCC's decision not to approve the merger followed the launch of an investigation by the FCC's Inspector General, its internal watchdog, over decisions made by FCC Chair Ajit Pai that were widely seen as benefiting Sinclair. Pai's office declined to comment, and Sinclair did not respond to a request for comment. The merger was always controversial due to Sinclair's close ties to President Donald Trump, who called the FCC's decision not to approve the deal sad and unfair in a tweet. In late 2016, Politico reported that Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, claimed to have struck a deal with Sinclair for favorable news coverage. The broadcaster also frequently requires its stations, which include local affiliates of all four major broadcast networks, to air must-run segments by conservative pundits such as former Trump administration official Boris Epstein, a practice that received nationwide attention after Deadspin published a montage highlighting clips of one of these segments. It may seem strange to worry so much about the fate of broadcast television in the digital era, but a 2016 Pew study found that local TV was still the most common way people get news, and while the Tribune deal is dead, Sinclair could continue to benefit from the relaxed media ownership environment the FCC is enabling.